You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this day. It's Anointed Tuesday and we are here to pray. Our monthly theme is from Psalm 46 verse 1. God, my refuge. Psalm 46 verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. An ever-present help in trouble. Today's prayer is focused on anointed under the Lord's covering. Anointed under his covering. Anointed under his covering. Our main scripture for today's prayer is from Psalm 17, verse 8. Psalm 17, verse 8. It reads, "Thou keep me as the apple of thy eye, hide me under the shadow of thy wings. Keep me as the apple of thine eye, hide me under the shadow of thy wings." We know about the apple of the eye, the very center. And we know what we do when something comes near our eye. We blink without even thinking. We are very protective of our eyes. Scripture says the eyes are the windows to the spirit. We are very protective of our eyes because by the use of our eyes, we're able to see, we have vision, where to pass, where to go. And for the psalmist here saying, keep me as the apple of the eye, our prayer to God that he keeping us as the apple of his eye. And then hiding us under the shadow of his wings. From this verse, we see that true anointing flows from those who minister under God's covering. To be a minister, you need to abide under God's covering. You cannot do it by yourself, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. We need to constantly hide under the shadow of the Almighty's wings and not expose ourselves to harm by ourselves, by being on our own. We know Jesus said that, know that you are not alone, I am with you. And he said that he's doing this work with us. As ministers, we are workers, the workers for the Lord. And in working for the Lord, we must not do it alone, but constantly let the Lord be at the forefront where we hide under the shadow of his wings. So to be anointed or ministering under the anointing of the Lord, seeing that the anointing flows from those who minister under God's covering, not in personal confidence or self-confidence, but keeping safe in him. Safety in the Lord preserves purity and power. Safety in the Lord preserves purity and power. If you try to do it on your own, Scripture says that why must I die before my time? Why must I be foolish? It is foolishness trying to do it by yourself, but hiding under the shadow of the Almighty's wings, where we are safe. That is the secret to lasting ministry, where we endure in service unto God and we don't run out as the foolish virgins did. From the parable that Jesus shared. Now, Our first prayer, we are praying from Psalm 61, verse 3. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. We are praying from this scripture that Father in heaven, be my shelter in ministry battles, seen and unseen, in Jesus' name. Amen. You see the prayer topic on your screen? We are praying accordingly, and it's from the scripture Psalm 61, verse 3. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. You have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. We pray, Lord, that be our shelter in all ministry battles, be it those seen and those unseen. In the name of Jesus. For we know your word says the enemy coming to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But you have come that will have life and have more abundantly. Cause us to abide under your shelter. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hide us, Lord, under your shelter. Be our shelter, O Lord, in every ministry battle. In the name of Jesus. Even as we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Be it every ministry battle, be it seen or unseen, be our shelter, O Lord. Be our shelter. Be our shelter. Be our shelter. In the mighty name of Jesus, have we prayed with thanksgiving. We are praying our second prayer from Isaiah chapter 25, verse 4. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress. A refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat. This is beautiful. The Lord has been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress. A refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat. A shadow from the heat. So we see that in every single day, there are so many elements that fight the minister. But the Lord has shown us that in all these various ways, he is our shelter. We are praying, Father in heaven, let your strength and shadow rest upon my life and service. In Jesus' name, amen. Please look at the prayer topic and the scripture on your screen and lift up your voice in prayer in the name of Jesus. Be our strength, O Lord. Be our strength in time of need. Be our strength in time of distress. Be our strength, Lord. Be our refuge from the storm. Be our refuge from the storm. Be our shadow from the heat. Be our refuge and shadow, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying our very last prayer. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. Psalm 7, verse 10. My defense is of God, which saveth the heart, the upright in heart. God saves the upright in heart, and he is our defense. You are praying that, Father in heaven, defend me as I serve. Keep my heart upright before you in Jesus' name. You see, it is connected to uprightness of heart. For the Lord to be your defense, your heart must be upright. So we are praying that, Lord, keep my heart upright in you and be my defense. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus.
Heavenly friend, defend me as I serve you. I am the
Jesus.
Be our defense, O Lord. Be our defense, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, Scripture makes us understand that for many have sinned and fallen short of the glory of the Lord. Sin causes us to fall short of God's glory, where we lose all the benefits that we're supposed to have. But when we are restored through our faith in Christ Jesus, because Jesus is the one who has paid for the sins of man through the sacrifice of his life on the cross, dying and on the third day rising up again, alive today, making intercession for us. So if you want your sins to be washed away forever, forgiven, and your relationship restored back to our Father in heaven, please just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I admit that I am a sinner, and without you, I am condemned only to death. Today, I ask, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit, because I choose to serve you with my life forever and ever. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace and the power to live a life that is pleasing unto you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Let's bless the name of the Lord with a song of worship.
So give me oil in my lamp. May my light never be dim. Keep me burning, keep me burning. Until the coming of the King, lift your voice and sing with me. Give me oil in my lamp. Oh, make my light never be dim. Keep me burning, keep me burning. Oh, until the coming of the King. So I'll live like you. Give me oil in my lamp. Oh, may my light never be dim. Yeah. Keep me burning, keep me burning. Oh, until the coming of the King. Give me oil in my lamp. Give me oil in my lamp. May my light never be dim. Oh, keep me burning, keep me burning. Oh, until the coming of the King. Everybody say, aye, 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 aye. Oh, aye, 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 aye. Oh,
in this service, please contact us by email info@globalmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.